Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
As always, it's a pleasure to be here.
非常高兴啊，总是非常高兴能够和大家在一起。
I don't know about you, but I like to finish things.
不知道你们怎么样，但是我喜欢把事情做完。
As a matter of fact, as part of my personality, I have what's called a high need for closure.
这个也是我的个性，我对这个把事情做完啊，这个。要求比较高。
But I have a problem.
但是我有个问题。
Sometimes I lack tenacity.
有时候我缺乏韧性。
I like tenacity being kind of the determination to see things through to the end.
这个韧性就是有这个决心要把这个事情从头做到尾。
In all honesty, I like short projects.
诚实的说，我喜欢那些比较短一点的。那些项目
things that I can finish in maybe one or two days instead of a long period of time.
比如说那一两天就能做完了，而不是说要很长很长的时间，几个月、几年。
But I always find myself in projects that take months and months to finish.
但是我经常发现自己在做那些要好多个月才能做完的那些项目。
But I know that completing long commitments also helps me grow.
但是在这个过程中间，我知道。来完成那些比较长的这个承诺，这些项目是实际上是在帮助我成长。
I remember one project that became quite a challenge for me.
我记得有一个项目对我来说是很有的挑战性。
It was when I was first considering working on a doctoral degree.
这是我开始决定读博士的时候。
I wasn't afraid of the workload day to day.
我其实并不是害怕每天的工作量。
Even though I was doing it while I was working full time.
虽然那个时候我还是在全时的工作。
And I was married.
然后我已经结了婚。
And I had three young kids.
那时候我还有三个孩子。
But what scared me was how long it was going to take me to complete it.
但是让我害怕的是这个读博不知道要有多长时间我才能读完。
It wasn't the amount of work to do each day, it was the amount of work that would take every day into the future.
这个不是问题，不是每天要做到工作，而是有很多天很多天，一直到将来要把这个事情做完，那个长时间的那个过程。
And I remember when it finally came to an end.
我还记得这个事情做完了的那一天。
And it was truly an unremarkable day.
这个对我来说其实也是一个没有什么好说的乏善可陈的那一天。
I had imagined the celebration that would happen when after many years I finally completed the process.
我曾经也是想象过读了这么多年终于把博士读完了，也许应该有一个庆祝。
And I remember that I had gone through the process of writing my dissertation and submitting it to my professor and my readers for their approval.
我还记得我终于把那个博士论文写完，然后把它递交给我的导师和那些评审人。
And I found myself in what I call academic no man's land.
然后发现我自己在一种所谓的学术上的无人区。
Because I had done all of my work, but I had nothing to show for it yet.
这个无人区就是我已经做完了所有的工作，但是实际上没有做出什么东西来。
Because I was working full time, I had a conference that I had to attend during these last days.
因为当时我在工作，所以在最后的那几天呢，我还要去参加一个 conference， 一个会议。
And I knew most of the people that were there. There were some friends of mine and my colleagues.
我这个参会的人大部分我都认识，有我的朋友，有我的同事。
And I was listening to one of my colleagues give a lecture, and all of a sudden I ended up checking my email.
我看到我的一个同事在上面讲话，然后我在下面看我的 email.
And I don't really remember all of the contents of what the email said. It was many years ago.
我已经记不清楚这个 email 里头具体说了哪些东西，因为这是好多年前的事情。
But I do remember.How the letter opened.
但是我记得这封信，这个 email 开头是什么样子的。
It said, "Dear Dr. McGuffey."
他开头说，亲爱的 高飞博士。
And then I realized that I had completed all of the necessary requirements and paperwork and everything, and it was all completed.
这时候才让我意识到我已经做完了我所需要所有做的任何事情，包括一些手续，来完成我的博士学位。
But here's the problem.
但是问题是这个。
I was with many of my friends.
我和很多人在一起，在个会上。
But I was in the wrong circumstances.
但是这个情况，这个不是很合适。
I wanted to stand up and shout that I had completed something significant.
我想站起来以后叫一声，嘿，我做成了。
But I couldn't disturb what was going on at the conference.
但是我不能来打扰这个会议的进程。
And so I remember just sitting there, maybe more humble than I should, than I wanted to be.
所以我记得我还是继续的坐在那里，也许。呈现一种比较谦卑可能比我自己想象更加应该谦卑的一种状态。
And I simply said, "Okay, what's next?"
然后我只是跟自己说，好，那下一步是什么？
I realized in that moment that the graduation with another degree was not the end.
在这个时候，我意识到，毕业了，拿了博士学位，并不是一个终点。
That completing that long project was just the means to accomplish something else.
这个完成了这个很长的项目，只是走下一步的，经过了一个过程。
And today, we get to finish something else.
今天我们会了结一件事情。
Because today we come to the end of Ephesians.
因为今天我们把以弗所书这个讲道系列来完成。
That on and off we've been studying for the last 2.5 years.
这个断断续续的，我们已经来讲这卷书，讲了过去的2.5年的时间，我们在讲这卷书。
But once again, I'm reminded that this isn't something so much to be celebrated as it is to be applied.
但是我意识到这。不是我们要有那么多的庆祝，这卷书完了，更多的是我们需要去应用。
And it only makes a difference if the contents of this letter help us walk more closely with Jesus.
只有这卷书的内容能够帮助我们能够更好的与耶稣同行，那这个才有意义。
And to realize that we still have so much more to learn.
And 我们要意识到我们还有很多很多需要我们学习的东西。
If you remember from our last time together, we began a discussion on the armor of God.
如果你们还记得上次我在这儿讲到的时候的题目就是神的全副军装。
And we did this as Paul began turning the corner to finishing this letter to his beloved Ephesians believers.
我们讲这个题目当时保罗已经讲到这卷书快结束的时候，他改变了一个方向。来讲全副军装给以弗所的信徒们讲这个题目。
Do you remember the pieces of armor that we discussed?
你们还记得那几件军装我们要穿的？上次讲到的，还记得吗？
We discussed the belt, the breastplate, and the shoes.
我们讨论的是带子、护心镜和鞋。
And how these represented the truth, righteousness, and peace that comes through the gospel.
他们所代表的是真理、公义和福音带来的平安。
And I don't know about you, but I've really been working hard to apply this passage even in my own life.
我不知道你们怎么样，过去的几个星期，我自己非常努力地在运用我上次讲到的那些原则。
I've been trying to pay attention to make sure that when I leave my house,that I am fully dressed spiritually.
我一直提醒我每天我离开家的时候，我要提醒自己，我要穿上那个全副的军装，那几样我都穿在身上。
And then as I struggle to bear under many difficult things that are happening, it's great to have a checklist of how God is supporting me to walk through all of those things.
当我在过去在承受那些比较沉重或者艰难的任务的时候是对我一个很好的提醒，有这个几点让我一个一个来对照，我是不是按照神的教导来和耶稣同行。
So am I really living and believing the truth of the gospel.
我问自己的是，我是不是真正的相信并且活出这个福音？
When I walk out my door, do I really believe that God is sovereign?
当我离开家的时候，我是不是真正的相信神是在掌管？
Do I really believe that God is good?
我真正相信神是良善的。
And do I really believe that He is wanting to bring about what is best for us, His people?
我是不是相信神，他是要让我们人能够有最好的？
Do I see myself as clothed in righteousness?
我有没有看到我自己穿戴的、披戴的公义？
Do I see myself as acceptable to God?
我能不能看到我被神所接纳？
And that I have through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to pursue righteousness in my own life.
我有没有在圣灵给我的能力，在圣灵的帮助下，在我自己的生活中间来寻找，来行出这个公义？
And do I believe that I have a peace that comes through the gospel?
我相信，是不是相信我有从福音带来的平安？
That I can have peace in the circumstances, not just after the circumstances.
我有没有在各种各样的境况之中的时候有这个平安，而不仅仅是在这个境况过去之后心里有平安？
Knowing that the peace of God allows me to disconnect in some ways from the concerns of this world.
让我知道从神来的平安能够让我和世界上发生的这些事情、这些忧虑能够分隔开来。
Anybody watching the World Series, the baseball tournament that's happening now?
Last night I watched.
Okay, great.
你们有没有看那个这个棒球所谓的世界系列这个总决赛正在进行之中？有没有人看过？
I ask because there's a metaphor within the game of baseball that I think helps us to understand the armor of God.
我问这个问题是因为这个棒球这个比赛。我可以用一个比喻跟我们在讲的全副军装是相关的，我可以用这个来比喻。
A famous pastor out of Dallas said that these first three parts of the armor of God are like the uniform that the baseball player wears.
这个有一个非常出名的一个达拉斯地区的一个牧师他说的我们上次讲的那三件军装，就是屏幕上的三件军装，就像一个棒球队员他身上穿的那个球队的服装一样。
He says that when we put on truth and righteousness and peace and walk out into the world, people can identify that what team that we are on as we are identified as God's children.
当我们穿上了真理，穿上了公义，穿上了平安，走进这个世界的时候，世界上的人知道我们是属于哪个队的。
He said, but the next three pieces of armor are more like the bat and glove that he picks up as he goes into the game.
但是下面我们要讲的三件军装，那就像是棒球队员拿着个球棒和戴着手套，那他们要戴着球棒和手套来进到这个比赛之中。
But before we get to the list of the next three pieces of armor, Paul starts in verse 13 with a phrase that brings some a little bit of similarity between the first three parts of the armor and those that are coming.
在讲到下面三件军装之前，保罗用了一个词，让我们能够看到前面的三件和后面的三件其实是有相关性的。
And he says that in all circumstances, this phrase, and it might be rendered also rendered as in addition to the things that we've already talked about.
他用了这个词就是在所有的情况下，那这个词另外一种解释就是除此以外，就是除了前面所讲的情况之外。
And he's talking about how the first three identify us as who we are, but the second three prepare us for the battle that we're about to face.
他在这里讲的是前面这个三件军装是表明了我们是谁，而下面要讲的三件军装是我们需要用到的。当我们进入战斗之中的时候，我们需要下面的三件军装。
We not only need to know which team we're on, but we need to know what tools are available for the battle.
所以我们不仅仅要知道我们是属于哪个球队的，我们还要知道我们需要用什么样的工具来进入这个战斗。
Oftentimes, I think we think about spiritual danger as giving an opportunity to the enemy.
我们常常讲到属灵上的危险，我们的理解这个属灵上的危险，常常是我们给敌人一个机会，给魔鬼一个机会。
Like in a big city, we try to steer clear of the dangerous streets where bad things happen.
比如说进到一个城市，那个有些地方是，常常有不好的事情发生，你就不要去那个地方。
And in our Christian lives, we avoid the places where we can imagine spiritual attacks would happen.
在我们基督徒的生命之中、生活之中，我们会有意的去避免，不要去那些地方会受到属灵上的攻击。
We sometimes think that if we stay in these spiritual safe places, the safe neighborhoods, then we won't be affected by what the enemy wants to do to our lives.
我们常常有时候有这样的想法，那只要我们远离那些不安全的属灵的地区，那敌人魔鬼就可能拿我们没有办法。
And I think that there is some truth in that line of thinking.
那我自己认为呢，这种想法有一点点道理。
But I think it's only half of the argument.
但是我认为这个想法只是对了一半。
Because the second problem happens when we underestimate who the enemy is.
因为这个问题会发生，因为我们低估了敌人的力量。
And the fact that he has a desire to wreck our faith or to make it unproductive.
因为他有这个愿望要来破坏我们的信仰，或者是让我们的信仰行不出来。
This means we have to become aware of his schemes even when we're in the safe places doing the right things.
这个就是对我们的一个提醒，我们要认识到魔鬼的诡计，哪怕我们是在一个安全的地方，好像很安全。
Because when Satan understands that he can't drag us into the dangerous places, he begins to twist the things that we do in the safe places.
因为当魔鬼认识到他没有办法把我们从这个所谓的安全的地方拉出来的时候呢，他会想办法把这个事情扭曲一下，让你在做事情的时候犯错误。
He wants to take our service to the Lord and begin to make us proud.
比如说我们在服侍神的时候，他会让我们骄傲。
He wants to tempt us to steal some of the glory that only he deserves.
他会引诱我们，把属于神的荣耀，来偷掉一些。
And he wants us to forget that he is patiently waiting around every corner, seeking to devour.
他让我们忘掉他非常有耐心的在每个地方想寻找任何的机会来吞噬我们。
So Paul adds to our proper clothing three different tools that help us to stand firm in our relationship with God.
所以在这里保罗要加了另外的三件军装，给我们能够让我们能够站立得稳，和基督同行，耶稣同行。
And the first is faith.
这第一个。
And he talks about it,
信德信。
And he talks about it like a shield.
他说这个信就像一个盾牌，像一个盾牌。
The verb that he uses here is to take up the shield of faith.
他用的这个动词是把它拿起来，拿起。
Think about the context of Paul's life and circumstance.
我们要想到当时保罗所在的这个时候的他的生活和当时的情景。
During the time of his writing, there were soldiers that would walk around, and many of them had armor bearers that would help them to carry their weapons for battle.
在保罗写这个书的时候，当时这个军队里头的士兵，他另外有人帮他拿他的兵器。
And within this setting, I can imagine a good soldier who is trained for battle calling upon his armor bearer to hand him the things when he needs them.
你可以想象一个训练有素的士兵，他需要的时候，他会告诉那个拿他兵器的人，把兵器给我，然后他就可以参与这个战斗。
But Paul says that the battle is now.
但是保罗在这里说，现在就是打仗的时候。
And that the shield of faith needs to be in the hand of the soldier, not in the hand of the hired help.
而这个用来打仗那个盾牌应该在士兵自己的手里，而不是在旁边一个帮忙的人的手里。
That we need to be ready at all times, never neglecting to live life in light of the battle that we're in.
所以我们必须在任何时候都要时刻准备的，因为我们现在就在征战之中。
For us, our faith isn't simply a tool that we try to pull out in a time of our greatest need.
对我们来说，我们的信不仅仅是在我们特别需要的时候，我们才用到这个信。
But it's a daily protection from every kind of evil that can come either from the flesh or the world or the devil.
我们需要这个盾牌，是我们在每一天的生活中间，我们需要来保护，不受外部的世界。或者是内心的，或者是撒旦本身的攻击。
There are at least three ways that this word, the faith, can be used in Scripture.
在这个地方，这个信 faith 或者信德，可以有三种不同的方面。
Sometimes it's used talking about our salvific faith, the way that we attain salvation through believing in Jesus.
这个信有时候是讲的是救赎的信，就是我们信了之后，我们相信耶稣得救。
Sometimes it refers to the body of faith, the collection of all of the things that we believe.
有时候这个信就是所有我们相信的那些教导，这是另外第二种解释，就是这个信的整体。
But sometimes it refers to the active implementation of what we believe.
而有时候这个信就是我们行出来，行动。来显示我们的信。
Something I would call our resolute faith.
我在这里把它称之为我们决心决定的信。
That knowing that Jesus is Lord and Savior causes us to act in faith. It's a courage that comes in light of what we believe.
这个就是因为我们相信主，耶稣他是主，他救赎了我们，我们相信，我们能够。把这个信能够在我们的行动中间能够展示出来。
And I think that this is what Paul is probably attributing to the shield.
在这里，保罗在这里用的这个信德，很可能是第三种。
Not in exclusion to the other two, but in light of the other two.
不是跟前面两种没有关系，而是因为前面两种，第三种的信就是我们要行出来的信。
So what does the shield do?
那这个盾牌，这个盾牌是起什么作用呢？
Think about the shields of the old ancient world.
你们可以看到那个古时打仗的时候的拿那个盾牌。
On them, oftentimes being the emblem of the kingdom.
在这个盾牌上常常有这个王国的那个这个符号标志。
And so there's something about this shield that offers us the identification with who we belong to.
所以这个。盾牌做其中的一个功能就是让我们知道这些士兵是属于哪个王国哪支部队的是个身份的象征。
It also stands for what we believe because we're in the battle fighting for that which is represented on the front of the shield.
也代表了我们信的是什么因为我们信的是在那个盾牌上那个标志所代表的这个信的内容我们是相信所以我们为他而战。
But mostly it offers us protections from the things that the enemy is throwing in our direction.
但是这个盾牌最主要的功能就是来保护我们，敌人东西打过来，用这个盾牌去挡住。
If the application of our sermon today was to realize that today we were going out in battle, what kind of shield would you want?
所以我们今天的应用就是，假如我们今天去打仗。那你要想给自己一个什么样的盾牌来保护你自己
？I don't know about you, but I would want one that was strong and tested.
我不知道你们怎么想，但是我自己我想要的盾牌就是非常的坚固，并且是经受过考验，没有问题。
I would want to have one that I knew would stop the arrows that were coming in my direction.
因为我知道我需要的一个就是那个盾牌，它能够。箭打过来的时候，能够把箭挡住。
I would want one I know that was large enough to cover my body if I was hiding behind.
我需要这个盾牌足够的大，我可以人 藏在这个后面，躲在这个后面，所以这个箭打不到我。
One that would leave nothing exposed to the danger.
我自己的身体的任何部位不应该暴露在外面，都应该在盾牌的遮挡之下。
As I thought about it, this is the shield that I would want.
这个我想了一下，我要的盾牌应该是这个盾牌。
I want Captain America's shield.
这是美国上尉 Captain America 他的这个盾牌是这个样子的。
Because it's built from something out of this world.
因为这个东西是从这个世界以外的东西做出来的。
It's not just something I carry, but it's something that would become part of who I am.
这个不仅仅是我拿的一个东西，这个本身就是代表了我本身的一部分。
When not a shield that's out in front, it would be something to cover my back as I was walking the other way.
这不仅仅是这个盾牌是保护我前面，我后面他也会给我保护。
And somehow I want my faith to be the same way.
我也想要我的信也是这样的。
But that kind of shield, that kind of faith takes a long time to build.
但是这样的盾牌，这样的信是需要很长的时间才能得到。
Now, with Halloween coming close, I can easily go to the store and buy something that looks like this for very little money.
万圣节快到了，其实我可以到这个店里去，我可以买一个看上去很像的，花很少的钱。
Something that's both very cheap and something that's very convenient.
这个非常的便宜，然后很方便。
But not something that would give me confidence in the day of trouble.
但是他在我碰到困难的时候，他不会给我这个自信，他不能保护我。
And sometimes I think about, is this what I'm doing when I come to church?
但是有时候我在问我自己，我去教会的时候，我是不是就是在做这个事情，就是买那个非常便宜的这样的盾牌。
Am I just here trying to carry something that looks like this shield, but isn't actually this shield?
我是不是拿的这个盾牌看着有点像这个，但实际上不是。
Is church for me like the costume mile at Target, where I go and purchase a cheap identity so that I can tell others what I believe, but not do the work to come and make it strong.
这个在教会，我是不是就像从 Target 买了这个万圣节的这样的一个东西拿在手里，让人家看到好像我手里拿的是这样的一个盾牌，但是我没有按照我应该有的信仰去行出来。
And will I find out that on the day that trouble comes, that my faith is a cheap facade of what is really being offered me?Through my faith in Jesus Christ.
会不会在真正需要的那一天，当我面对困难的时候，我发现我的盾牌只是表面上看得像，而不是耶稣真正给我的那个信，能够抵挡所有的一切的那种信。
Will I really have the courage to face all that life will bring as I'm able to give thanks and honor to God as I go through it?
我能不能在我面对生活中间所有的问题的时候，我仍然有那个确据，仍然有这个感恩的心来感谢神给我们的一切。
We have to realize that there are at least two different kinds of trouble in life.
我们应该意识到，在我们人生所面对的困难的时候，有那么两种情况。
As illustrated by this passage, first there are the fiery darts.
在这个经文里头，保罗这里面用个比喻，就是带火焰的箭，火箭。
These are the weapons used against us that are designed to hurt us personally when where we are most vulnerable.
这样的武器就是在我们最容易受攻击的时候，他要想来伤害我们，带火的箭。
And the second danger is the enemy himself.
第二个危险是这个敌人本身。
The problem is Satan knows he cannot take away our salvific faith.
因为撒旦知道他不可能拿走我们救赎的信。
My belief from reading through the Bible is that the faith that is real, the faith that we have, cannot be taken away from us.
因为我对圣经的理解，我们的信是真实的，我们的信是不能给 剥夺给拿走的。
We cannot lose our salvation.
我们不会失去我们的救恩。
He knows that he cannot make the body of faith disappear.
他知道我们所信的所有的内容，他没有办法让他能够拿走。
That God has preserved his truth for us in a Bible that has endured all the ages.
因为神给了我们那个圣经来保护了那么多年来一直保护了他的真理给了我们。
So instead, the devil takes aim at our resolute faith.
所以魔鬼他瞄准的是我们能够行出来的那个信，我们的决心，我们的决定，我们的行为。
Where he hopes to discourage.
他想要来拿走我们的自信。
To dismantle.
他想要拆毁。
Or to destroy our desire to walk with Jesus in obedience.
他要破坏我们与耶稣同行的这个愿望。
For Satan to win, he doesn't have to undo the implications of our faith.
要撒旦如果想要成功的话，他没有必要把我们所有信的东西都拿走。
He just has to sideline our purpose of serving the kingdom of God, or make us settle into becoming like everyone else.
他要成功，他只要让我们不实施我们的信仰行出来，或者是让我们就像其他人一样，他就成功了。
Shields in Paul's day were often made of metal bases that were covered in leather and then dipped in water before battle.
在保罗的时代，那个盾牌常常是，这个是金属做的，然后外面是有这个皮革包裹的，然后是在水里浸过的。
And this was done so that if in the battle the arrows that came were fiery, then they would be extinguished on contact.
这样的设计是当带着火的这个箭射到的盾牌上，因为它是水里浸过，这个火就能被熄灭掉。
This would put away the danger from the impact, but also the danger that could come from the fire as well.
所以这一方面是能够来抵挡这个箭本身对我们的威胁，但同时也是，能够来保护由于这个火有可能造成的，这个。第二层的伤害。
So in the use of the shield, there's some parts that are about the construction, but some parts about the preparation.
所以这个箭这个盾牌啊，有两个方面，一个方面是怎么样来把它做出来，另外一个方面是怎么样来准备去做。
It's kind of like buying a reliable car, but not being willing to do any of the maintenance.
就像你买一个很可靠的车。你买了，但是不去做那个保养。
There's an act where we can buy something of value, but not pay attention to how well we take care of it over time.
所以你可能可以买那个东西，可能是比较贵的东西，但是你没有花精力去保护它、保养它在以后的时间长时间的去这样子去做。
And if this is how we take into account our faith, then we will be just like the car, we'll be fine for a while, but without the maintenance, we will break down over time.
这个就像我们的信仰，如果我们不小心的话，我们可能就相当于买了一个很好的车，但是你没有花时间去保养，那个时间久了之后，机械故障就会出现了。
Oftentimes in life, we understand the gospel and take care of the salvific part of our faith.
很多时候我们理解了福音，我们得救了。
We know that if we die, we can answer the question of where we will spend our eternity.
我们有得救的信，我们能够回答这个问题，如果我们死了，我们会在哪里？永恒里头我们会在哪里？
But we fail to put more energy into our growth that will help us to walk with Jesus over a lifetime.
但是我们忘了我们来用我们的精力和来在我们在这个世界上的时候能够做得好和耶稣同行。
And over time, our Christian lives become stale or stiff or brittle and easy to break.
有时候我们基督徒的生活可能会是变得陈旧，变得僵硬，变得脆弱，容易折断。
And when we need it most, we don't have the courage to stand firm.
当我们最需要的时候，我们也许没有的勇气能够站立得稳。
In fact, we find out our faith isn't resolute at all, but something that actually resembles the toys at the store.
常常我们会发现，我们那个信其实没有这个决心，没有这个决心的力，而就像玩具店买的那个玩具的这个盾牌一样。
And when our faith fails to produce courage, we are doomed to live by fear.
当我们的信仰没有给我们这个勇气的时候，那我们的结果就是在恐惧中间生活。
Paul moves from the topic of the faith of salvation and to salvation, and he uses a different verb to explain our responsibility.
这个保罗从这个救恩这个下面要讲到第二个工具，他用了一个不一样的动词。来强调我们自己的责任，
Instead of using the verb of picking up, he uses this verb of receiving.
他讲救恩的时候，他没有说拿起，就像盾牌要拿起自己的盾牌，而这里讲到救恩是接受。
The first has the kind of the connotation of the responsibility of the soldier, and the second is receiving something that's being provided.
这个一方面是在讲这个士兵的责任他要接受，但是更主要的是将我们自己的责任，我们需要接受这个救恩。
And I get the feeling that Paul, as he writes the Ephesians, is drawing from Isaiah 59 as an inspiration for the armor of God.
我想呢，保罗写这节圣经的时候，他是可能是被以赛亚书59章17节来。灵感来自于以赛亚书五十九章。
He said he put on righteousness as a breastplate and helmet, a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on garments of vengeance for clothing and wrapped himself in zeal as a cloak.
以赛亚书五十九章十七节，他以公义为盔甲，以拯救为头盔，以报仇为衣服，以热心为外袍。
Like in the Isaiah passage, it seems that Paul is referring to the helmet of salvation is what I would call a localized salvation.
这个以赛亚就像以赛亚书五十九章，保罗在这里讲的救恩的头盔，可能是指的是一种局部的一种保护。
Talking about a victory in battle, not the transference to the eternal state.
他在这里讲的是这个打仗这个战斗中间得胜，而不是在讲最后我们会进到永久的。这个安息里头
，Paul has already covered our eternal salvation earlier in the letter.
因为保罗在以前已经讲到了我们的永久的救恩，永久的地位。
And now he's talking about a helmet, this aspect of salvation that protects us in our daily battle.
在这里保罗讲的这个头盔是在讲这个，就是我们在每天的征战之中。这个头盔给我们的保护，而不是在讲整个的救恩。
In understanding and wearing the helmet of salvation, the soldier gains confidence in going into battle, knowing that in his life he can take a few hits along the way.
这个头盔就像士兵要进到征战之中的时候，他有这个自信，因为戴这个头盔的话，给砸了几下，他仍然是可以。
Think about watching a football game.
你可以想象看美式足球比赛。
How would the game be different if no one wore helmets?
你可以想象，假如他们这些球员不戴头盔的话，这个比赛会是什么样子
？It would be devastating in the outcome.
这个结果可能是非常的惨烈。
And over time, the players would lose the confidence to go and do the job that.Was given for them.
那如果没有这个头盔的话，那些球员可能就没有那种自信心去进入这个比赛中间，因为这个很危险，没有保护。
For us, knowing that the victory has already been won as a fight, allows us to fight this battle with a different mindset.
因为假如我们知道我们已经得胜，这个征战已经得胜，有了这个。想法的话呢，我们的心态就会改变。我们进入这个征战，我们就有不一样的心态。
And knowing about our salvation and the victory that is already won provides us the confidence to go out into battle knowing what Jesus has done on our behalf.
因为知道了耶稣为我们所做的，我们知道我们已经有救恩，我们已经得胜，这给了我们自信。当我们进到每一天的征战中间，我们有这个自信，我们也能够得胜。
From this passage, we can't understand all of what life will bring.
在这节经文里头，也许我们不能够理解我们生活中间前面我们还会遇到什么。
But we can know that whatever life brings, we can have the confidence to know that our labor is not in vain, as God sums up His plan for the world.
但是我们可以知道，不管我们会面对什么，神已经给了我们足够的，神有他自己的计划。
This is the perspective we need to have surrounding our thoughts as we process the world around us.
我们需要有这个想法，有这个心态。这样的话，我们看那个我们身边的世界的时候，我们就有不一样的看见。
If we're uncertain that Jesus has already won the battle, then we are doomed.To discouragement and defeat.
因为如果我们没有这个确据，耶稣已经得胜了，那在我们的征战中间，我们所面对的一定是沮丧，一定是失败。
And finally, in verse 17, Paul finally brings us to the only offensive tool that we carry as believers.
在第十七节上，保罗最后讲到打仗的时候，唯一一件用来进攻的兵器。
In the same way as the helmet, we are to receive the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
就像我们要接受这个头盔一样，我们要接受圣灵的宝剑。这个圣灵的宝剑是神的道。
In English, the word sword isn't very descriptive.
在英语中间，这个剑 sword 这个定义不是非常的明确。
But in Greek, they had a lot of different words for which kind of sword they were talking about.
但是在希腊语里头，不同的剑它是用不同的词。它一说这个剑，用一个词就知道是什么样的剑。
And in this passage, the word that was used was a short sword or a dagger that was used for agile purposes.
在这里这个剑是一个那种短剑，可以用来比较灵活的来做一些事情。
It's the same word that's used in Hebrews chapter 4.
这是同样一个词，在希伯来书第四章讲到。
Where it says, For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and the intentions of the heart.
希伯来书四章十二节，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵。骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。所以用的词是跟说神的话是个两刃的剑，那个剑是同一个词。
And in 2 Timothy chapter 4, it's the same word that he talks about using this type of blade to rightly divide the word of God.
在提摩太后书第四章讲到了这个分解正义分解神的道。讲的是同样的东西，相当于用那个剑，这个切的是直的，分开。
In battle, this short sword was kept in a sheath, which was worn on the belt, which was the belt of truth.
在打仗的时候，这个短剑是插在一个剑鞘里头，这个鞘是挂在这个腰带上的。
It was always available.
腰带就是真理的。
It was always available.
这个一直在那，随手就可以拿到的。
It was always ready.
一直在那里准备好了。
It could be used for many purposes.
它可以用来做很多很多的事情。
And no doubt offered a sense of comfort to the soldier as he walked around.
对保罗，对士兵来说，他如果知道自己的剑带插在腰带上，他有一种就会比较有自信心。
And the sword is attributed to the Holy Spirit.
而这个宝剑讲在这里面是圣灵的宝剑。
Either as the owner or as the one who empowers it to be used.
这里可能有两层意思，这个一个是来自于圣灵，另外一个就是圣灵给了能力来让我们征战。
The word of God was given to us in the absence of our Savior until He returns.
我们在这里这个讲神的道是神给我们的在他再回来之前让我们用神的话语。
It was given to us for our comfort and for our confidence in the ability to speak truth in every circumstance.
这神的道是给了我们安慰，也给了我们勇气，也给了我们自信，让我们面对任何境况的时候，我们能够说出真理来。
The word of God is how we battle our doubts.
这个神的话能够来帮助我们来，我们有疑惑的时候，我们怎么样来和这个疑惑来争斗。
It's how we fend off the lies of the devil.
这个神的话是让我们能够把用来抵挡魔鬼的谎言。
And it's how we determine the direction of our lives.
神的话是让我们知道我们如何来决定我们生活的道路，前面生活的道路。
Like the sword to the soldier, the word of God for us is not something to be left at home.
就像士兵不能把这个剑留在家里一样，对我们信徒来说，神的话不能留在家里。
It's something to be carried in our hearts and carried in our heads so that we can be ready with a response.
神的话应该在我们的脑子里，在我们的心里，我们一直在我们身上，所以要的时候我们就可以有反应。
The word of God is more than just our leather-bound Bibles.
神的话不是我们那个有皮封面的，仅仅是皮封面的那本圣经。
It was also a reference to Jesus himself.
这个神的话也讲的是耶稣，就是神的话，道成肉身，道。
And I love how Revelation 19 deals with the description of how Jesus returns, including this idea of him as the Word of God.
我特别喜欢启示录十九章主耶稣回来的时候这个描述神的道的这个圣经经节。
He says this: Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, the one sitting on it, called Faithful and True.In righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written that no one knows but himself.
启示录十九章十一节说，我观看见天开了，有一匹白马骑在马上了，称为信实真实，他审判征战都按着公义，他的眼睛如火焰，他头上戴了许多冠冕，又有写的名字，除了他自己，没有人知道。
Says, and he is clothed in a robe, dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. And the armies of heaven are arrayed in fine linen, white and pure, were following him on his white horses.
十三节说他穿着沾了血的衣服，他的名称为神之道，在天上的众军。骑着白马，穿的细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他。
From his mouth comes a sharp sword, with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepresses of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. And on his robe, on his thigh, he has a name, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
十五节说有利剑从他口中出来，可以。击杀列国，他必用铁杖辖管他们，并要踹全能神烈怒的酒窖。在他衣服上和大腿上有明显的说：“万王之王，万主之主。”
I would say, out of all of the Chinese verses that I learned, I love this translation the most.
我可以说我学的这个中文讲的这个圣经经节中间，我最喜欢的就是这一节。
万王之王，万主之主。
万王之王，万主之主。King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Because sometimes when you translate something into Chinese and then translate it back into English, it holds an incredible power.
因为有时候你把英语翻译成中文，再从中文翻译回英文啊，它会给你带来这个非常奇妙的能力。
Of the 10,000 kings, he is king. And of the 10,000 lords, he is lord.
万王之中，他是王；万主之主，他是唯一的主。
And this is the Jesus that we worship today.
这就是我们所敬今天所敬拜的耶稣。
He's the one who rides in victory over all of our problems.
他是在我们所有的问题、所有的困难之中，他得胜。
And with this view of Jesus by our side, we have no need for fear.
我们知道耶稣他是这样的一个耶稣，我们不应该为任何事情而觉得恐惧。
Though the sword is offensive in nature, it isn't designed necessarily to take new ground.
那虽然这个剑它是用来进攻的，但是它本身它不是用来占地方的、占地盘的。
That will be Jesus' job towards the end of time.
因为这个本身是耶稣的事情啊，在末世的时候，他会去做这件事情。
But for us, it's to dismiss and derail the acts of the devil as he spreads lies to us or about us.
而我们要做的是，我们现在要来识破，来抵挡魔鬼的谎言啊，他说给我们的谎言。
Paul says that the armor of God in its entirety is to help us to stand.In light of what the enemy wants to do,
保罗在这里说，我们神给我们的全副军装是让我们在敌人要想对我们做任何事情的时候，我们能够站立得稳。
And as we come back to think about all six pieces of armor together, it leaves me with some summary thoughts.
所以我们在回想在这经节里头讲到了所有的六件军装的时候，我有一些。这个总结的一些要点。
Though the armor of God is described in pieces, we don't get to pick and choose which pieces of armor we like the most.
虽然这里面讲一件一件不同的军装，但是我们并不是要说啊，我穿这件，我穿那件，我们去选其中的几件或者几件。
For it to be effective, it must be worn in completeness.
为了使它能够有效，我们必须所有的都穿戴全部。
The armor of God isn't independent in nature.
这个军装并不是相互独立的。
We don't get to pick and choose people who will wear it, and then hide behind them so that they can offer protection to us.
我们并不是说选择一些人，你们把军装穿上，这样我可以躲在你后面，你可以保护我们。
Nor do those who are faithful put it on with the expectation that they would stand alone.
我们也不能想那些忠心的人，他们只是他们穿上了军装，然后他们就能够保护所有的人。
For the armor of God to be effective, it must be worn in community.
要让神的全副的军装能够有效的话，它必须是大家都穿戴上。
Paul ends his letter with two main thoughts as we consider walking with Jesus to be effective believers.In him.
保罗在结束这卷书的时候讲到了两个方面，让我们能够更有效的作为一个信徒与耶稣同行。
Our two main thoughts for the end of this letter, first is to be alert.
保罗在这卷书的最后面讲到两件我们要注意的事情。第一件是我们要警醒。
To pay attention to what's happening around us and to understand.What the enemy is trying to do.
我们要注意看我们身边发生的事情，要警惕魔鬼想做什么。
And the second is to pray.
第二件事我们要做的是祷告。
To make supplication towards God for others.
是向神祈求，为其他人祷告，代求。
To pray for your leaders.
为你们的领袖祷告。
To pray for your pastor.
为你们的牧师祷告。
For your elders.
为我们的长老祷告
for all those that are serving,
为所有的在服事的人祷告
to pray for all the saints,
为所有的圣徒祷告
to pray for a boldness in the gospel to reach far beyond the walls of this church into our community,
为了让我们能够刚强，让神的福音能够走出这个教会的墙，而进到这个社区，进到其他的地方。
For me, this last section of the letter can be summed up this way.
对我来说，这个最后这部分的以弗所书，我可以这样来总结。
Get dressed for life.
要披戴，为了生。
With
为了你 你的一生来披戴这个军
装。With truth, righteousness, and peace.
要为要真理、公义和平安披戴上。
Take the tools for battle that have been given to you.
把今天我们讲的这些工具，你要一直带在身上，进入到各种各样的征战。
Your faith, your salvation, and God's word.
你一直要带在身上呢，就是你的信、你的救恩和神的道。
Walk until you can't walk forward.
你一直往前走，直到你不能再往前走。
When you can't walk, stand firm.
如果你不能再走的时候，你要站立得稳。
As you stand firm, pray.
你当你站稳的时候，要祷告。
And as you pray, be courageous for the gospel.
当你祷告的时候，要刚强，因为福音的原因。
In summarizing the book of Ephesians, there's just a few thoughts.
来再次来总结以弗所书，我有一些想法。
Know who we are in Jesus.
要知道在基督里，在耶稣里，我们是谁。
Know how to walk with Jesus.
我们要知道我们怎样和耶稣同行。
And as the last passage talks about, love the Lord Jesus Christ with a love that's incorruptible.
然后这经文最后讲到是爱我们的主耶稣基督。
Let me pray.
有那个不可毁坏的爱来爱主爱基督。
Let me pray. Father, we thank you for this wonderful book that you've allowed us to study together. We ask that the contents of it will not be confusing, but will help us to develop a courage that you expect us to have as the gospel goes forth in our community. We pray giving thanks for all that you provide for us, especially in the armor of God, that we may know that you are there to protect us, that we can stand firm in the face of our enemy. And Father, may we give you the glory as we try to walk with you, to love you, to love our neighbors with a love that's incorruptible. And we pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.